Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about things you should never do in other countries. Do you guys have the experience that you did something stupid in a foreign country just because you didn't know the culture that well? Well, I happen to have a story to share. This happened around 2 years ago when I was in France. I was traveling with a friend and her mom. It was around like lunchtime and we were looking for the restaurant we wanted to go. And when we found the restaurant, my friend's mom got very, very excited and she couldn't help just wave the waiter and say three in English. And basically that's the end of the story because we didn't get a table and we didn't get on the waiting list. And the waiter didn't even talk to us, just say no. And now, I still believe if we asked in a poor French, we could get a table or at least on the waiting list. So my point is, if you are traveling to a foreign country, make sure you learn how to speak the local language, even just a little bit. Or even you can just say thank you or you're welcome in the local language. Or you have to do the research of the do's and don'ts. So, if you are traveling in the near future, you should definitely check this video. Alright, let's take a look at our sentence today. As a tourist, we can sometimes break those rules unknowingly and find ourselves embarrassed or even in serious legal trouble. So it is usually best to read up on the cultural norms, and if in doubt, look around and observe how the locals behave and do likewise. As a tourist, we can sometimes break those rules unknowingly and find ourselves embarrassed or even in a serious legal trouble. So it is usually best to read up on the cultural norms, and if in doubt, look around and observe how the locals behave and do likewise. Alright, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个是 unknowingly. Unknowingly. 那 unknowingly 是副词，还有不知不觉的或是无心的意思。We often unknowingly wasted a lot of food. 我们常常不知不觉的浪费了很多食物。那再来是 unknowingly 它的形容词形态，它是 unknown。unknown。那 unknown 这个字它也可以当名词，意思是默默无闻或是未知的事物。Her name was almost unknown a year ago, but now she is famous for her novel. 那这个 unknown 它是当形容词，代表默默无闻的。那这句话的意思是，她的名字在一年前还默默无闻，那现在她因为她的小说而声名大噪。那如果是名词的话，你可以说 Many people fear the unknown.有很多人对于未知的事物感到害怕。那这边这个 unknown 当名词，代表着未知的事物。再来是 foreign。那 foreign 这个字有外国的或是陌生的意思。The liquid is for flushing out the foreign object in the eyes. 这个液体是用来冲出眼睛里的异物的。再来是 embarrass。那 embarrass 这个字当动词，你可以说 Your inappropriate behavior embarrasses your family. 你的不合宜的行为使你的家族蒙羞。那 embarrass 这个字，它的名词形态是 embarrassment。embarrassment。那它有窘迫或是难堪的意思。Financial embarrassment made her sell the car.经济困难使他不得不卖掉车子。 那 financial embarrassment 就是代表经济拮据或是经济困难的意思。再来是 dilemma， dilemma， 那 dilemma 这个字它有困境或是进退两难的意思。 She faces the dilemma of choosing her career path， 她正面临事业抉择上的进退两难。再来这个字是 norm， norm， 那 norm 它当名词有基准或是规范的意思。 Population aging is becoming a norm in developed countries， 人口老龄化正在成为已开发国家的常态。再来是 standard， standard， 那 standard 我们还蛮常用的，它有标准或者是规范的意思。 My teacher said that my work wasn't up to his standards，我的老师说我的功课没有达到他的标准。再来是 criterion， criterion， 那 criterion 这个字它也有标准或是准则的意思，那通常是评断的标准。那这个字比较特别，它的复数是 criteria， criteria。 The crowd wasn't sure what criteria the judges used to select the contestants，观众们不太清楚评审们是用什么标准来选参赛者的。那这边的 criteria 就是 criterion 的复数形式。再来是 observe， observe， 那 observe 还有观察的意思。 We observed the habitat of the reindeers carefully for a month and found something strange， 我们仔细观察了麋鹿的栖息地一个月，并发现异常的地方。再来是 note， note， 那 note 这个字它当动词，它有注意或是记下的意思。 I noted that he didn't pay attention to the speaker， 我注意到他当时没有专心的听讲。再来是 noticed， notice， 那 notice 它也有注意或是注意到的意思。My dog didn't notice that I entered the room， 我的狗没有注意到我已经进房间了。再来最后一组单字是 likewise， likewise， 那 likewise 它有同样的意思。最常用的用法是 It was nice to meet you， 那对方就会说 likewise， 很高兴认识你，那对方就会说我也是，那这时候就可以用 likewise。再来是 as well， 那 as well 它就是 also 的意思，它有同样的或是也的意思。 Just like my sister I like spicy food as well， 我跟我姐姐一样都喜欢吃辣。那最后一个单字是 moreover， moreover， 那 moreover 它有而且或是再者的意思。 His essay doesn't meet the standardsMoreover, some parts of it are plagiarized. 他的论文没有达到标准，甚至某些部分还是抄袭来的。All right, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today, and I'll see you next time. Bye!